have just tuned into Sky One at Fitness Motivation, and today I want to talk about investing in the stock market. But also, I just want to put it out there that I am not a licensed broker. I am not a professional investor. I'm just here to share my opinion and my experience with investing in the stock market and the apps that I use to invest in, and a little bit about my experience. Not for you to go out there and buy. That is not what I'm here to do. I'm just here to give you a little information about my experience. Right now, the main apps that I use for investing in the stock market is Robinhood, Willoughby, M1, and Public. I'm going to share a little bit about what I think about each one of them, starting off with Willoughby. Willoughby to me is more like a social app where investors can go and communicate and leave comments on each one of the stock markets and their opinions. It's very opinionated. You can vote whether or not you think the stock is going to go up or down. You can read the detailed analytic reviews from stockbrokers and communicate with others who are also trying to invest and understand the stock market. We can ask each other's questions about each stocks, which is kind of cool. It's kind of like a social thing where you get to learn and read reviews. Also communicate with others about what they're doing and what you're doing and what your main goal is when it comes to investing in different stock market stocks. Okay. Now, Robinhood I've been with for years, and what I mostly use Robinhood for is for investing in Bitcoins, ETFs, and the stock market. Now, I mainly invest in high dividend stocks. What I like about Robinhood is that it's when you go to your profile, it basically tells you where you at, whether or not you're investing in ETFs, your Bitcoins, or stock market, and it shows you like what percentages of each one you mostly invest in, and it helps you to broaden your investment horizon. Also, they do have videos you can watch that talk about the news and the stock market, which is kind of cool. With M1, I like M1 mostly because of the pie charts. You can separate your stocks into pies and you can combine them too, which is what I'm doing with my gaming and my monthly dividends. And I just think it's so organized. But when it comes down to the customer service, it's not the greatest. It could be much better than the way it is. But mainly because of how organized it is, you don't really need customer service unless there's an issue or personal issue with the actual stock or something or information you're trying to find out. They do get back to you quickly. It's just not the greatest in communicating with the public. Now, Public is kind of like Willoughby, but it doesn't give you as much as information as Willoughby provides you with. Public does has a social community though, who you can talk to and communicate and share and post what stocks you're investing in, which is kind of cool. But doesn't has the detailed information about each stock as an individual as Willoughby does has. Now, feel free to leave a comment on whether or not you want me to go into details on which stocks I pick for investment and why. Be forewarned, your comments may appear in my next episode, but I will do my best to answer all your questions the best way I know how. Now, just to move on from this conversation, I want to talk about my music and where I'm at right now and where you can find me, which is Spotify. Feel free to follow Skywan on Spotify and everywhere else there is music. Apple Music, you can look me up on Deezer, you can look me up on Napster, on Twitter, but you get the point. I am everywhere and I am Skywan. Please feel free to follow me, comment about my music too. I would gladly answer. Also, don't go anywhere. My beat is coming up right after this segment. Now stay tuned and stay safe and make sure you're washing your hands frequently and wearing your mask. Okay guys, that was just a little sneak peek on the draft that I'm working on for my new beat. It's part 2 of Bargain Chip, which is already on Spotify. Let me know what you think about it.